ESCOM spokesperson Skhonathi Mantshantsha is joining us right now. We want to talk a little bit about the situation that we've got in Philippi. As I said, a listener sent through a message to me highlighting that their employee is struggling with massive connection issues. And when having chased up with ESCOM, she's a direct ESCOM client, when having chased up with ESCOM to have them sorted out, was told that, one, it's because of illegal connections, and two, because they can't fix it because the staff are too afraid to go into Philippi to fix it. So hopefully the spokesperson from ESCOM, Skhonathi Mantshantsha, you all know him very well, will be able to assist us in understanding how this is happening. Skhonathi, thank you so much for joining us this morning, especially at such short notice.
Not a problem. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir. Okay, we are so nervous. We are heading into, you know, we're in level 3+. We're hoping to go to level 2, but basically the economy is humming again. And on the one hand, that's really positive, but it also starts to give us the risks about connectivity and the availability of ESCOM power. And then we've also now got this concern around illegal connections. I don't know how much perspective you have on the Western Cape issues in that regard.
We do have quite a big concerns in the areas of the Western Cape, where areas like Philippi, we do have illegal connections and the Cape Flats via.
Sorry, Skhonathi, I'm just going to ask Bruce to call you again. Your line is breaking up very, very badly. All right, I'm going to come back to that. Let's pick up Skhonathi Mantshantsha one more time. Sorry about that, Skhonathi. We just wanted to get a clearer line. You were saying you do have concerns about the Western Cape.
Yes, Refilwe. There's the tragic incident on 15 June where our colleagues who were called to go help restore supply to Philippi East, they went in there and did the job. On their way out, and we always have to have armed escort. That's because of the danger and the violence they keep meeting in the area. And indeed, on the day, the security guards were ambushed, shot dead, and their firearms stolen. It's not the first time, and unfortunately, this is not only limited to Philippi East or to the Western Cape. We have had quite a few incidents in Khayelitsha. We have had quite a few incidents in the Cape Flats. We're sending ESCOM employees to go do their job to keep the area powered with electricity. It has become a gamble on the lives of the staff of ESCOM. It's an unsustainable situation and quite a tragic one in that now people refuse, correctly so, to go to these areas to work.
I mean, this is something that we were hearing about happening in Soweto, for example. And that is almost what one could just describe as a rogue client. Not paying, you know, in by and large, not paying for the electricity, by and large, seeing a lot of illegal connections and also the intimidation of staff. Is this something that you think might happen here in the Western Cape too?
All of it is not only just rogue, it is criminal. Let's be frank here. It is criminal. And it's, again, not only happening in Soweto, even here in Gauteng or elsewhere. We had 2 days ago our colleagues kidnapped at Zonkizizwe in Katlehong, or that's on the East Rand. They were restoring supply to a certain area when some thugs pounced on them and dragged them to another area and insisted they restore the transformer there. Fortunately, our members escaped unharmed with all their equipment. One of them lives in the area, so knew exactly how to get away. Unfortunately, these members of the community, whom I call thugs because that's what they are, went and followed him home, where ESCOM security and the police intervened and dispersed the person. A day before that, Refilwe, we had a similar incident in Bronkhortspruit, another town here in Gauteng, where again ESCOM employees were kidnapped by people demanding that they restore electricity. Now, it was not by mistake that they didn't have electricity. That's because, again, they are not paying for electricity. There were illegal connections in their area where they refused to allow ESCOM employees to remove the illegal connections, disconnect those people that should be disconnected, and issue penalties against those that had breached their meters. We had again 2 weeks ago in Deep Sloot informal settlement, Eskom teams going to remove illegal connections. They were pelted with stones by the community. We have had a kidnap incident in Sebokeng, in Soshanguve, in Pretoria, and this has become quite normal for Eskom employees to be risking their lives when they go to service our communities. And it's totally unacceptable.
It is, and I'm so sorry. In 30 seconds, and I'm out of time. What about those of the paying customers who need electricity? What for them?
The paying customers, unfortunately, are neighbors of the criminals. There is no sustainable solution. We always have to have armed escorts to go service them. We will do everything we can to service our honest and paying customers. We need the community's help in order to deal with the rogue and criminal elements in our society. These people live in our own areas, and we know who they are.
All right. Thank you so much, Konati Manjanja, Eskom's spokesperson, for joining us at such short notice and giving us a full picture there. It's time.